This is Julie Christie interviewing Gail Meluish of Cardiff about the storms of June 8 to 11, 2007.
My name's Gail Meluish. I was here in the floods. We had the vet clinic at Cardiff. It was about 5:30 on that Friday night. I had one client in the waiting room with her dog, who was a diabetic, who was coming to pick him up. And it was a nice quiet evening. We all thought we were going to get out nice and early, and then the storm hit. The water started to come down quite heavily down the footpath. We looked out and went, oh gee, that's looking a bit ominous. And we spoke to the owner of the dog and said, I think you really need to take your dog home. And within about 5 minutes, when we looked back out the front door, her car, which was parked out the front, was starting to float. And that's when we realised that we were really in some trouble. So I raced in and basically tried to lift my computers up off the ground, concerned that we were going to wipe out all our computer system. Then I realised that was really the least of our problems, and then we raced out to get our cats that were out in our boarding facility out the back. We had about 7 cats in boarding, so my nurse and I ducked out there and started to get cats into boxes to bring into the hospital. By now the water was probably up 6 or 7 inches into the back room, and the cats were starting to get wet. And we got 2 cats in their boxes and inside into the high cages that were sort of 3 foot up off the ground. And then the lights went out, so now we had probably 10 inches of water running through the building and no lights. So we ferreted around looking for a torch, got the torch, got the rest of the cats from out in the cattery inside, and realised that even 3 foot off the ground may not have been enough room. So then we also had a 50 kilo collapsed dog who we couldn't lift or who couldn't walk. So luckily a neighbour came down and he took the dog up to his house. We didn't know him from a bar of soap, and but he came in, took the dogs. We then loaded all the cats into my car in the thought that we were going to drive out of here and go back to my place and put them all in the garage. But once we loaded up, 7 cats, my nurse, myself, the client, her dog, and drove off, we realised that we were trapped because there was no way out. All the water had cut off all our access roads. So by this stage, we were also absolutely drenched because we'd been outside ferrying animals inside. The water in the clinic probably got to about 2'6". It was up quite high up the doors. It became obvious that we were going to have some dramas trying to open the doors. When we got into one room, the flood of water pushed the door shut. For a moment there, we thought we were going to be trapped and couldn't get out, especially because it was all pitch darkness. But we got out, drove around. I was so cold that my teeth were chattering, I couldn't speak. People thought I was in shock, but I was just freezing cold. And we thought, we can't do this, we can't sit here all night in the car freezing to death. So we then came back and knocked on the door of the guy who'd taken our dog, and went in there, and he had about 6 people from the beauticians 2 doors down. They were all in there standing in front of his fire, and we all piled out with all our animals and stood in his lounge room as well, and we probably stayed there for an hour or two. We were absolutely freezing, and it was all, everybody had a blackout, so he gave us some clothes to put on, and we sat there for a while. And luckily for us, he had a truck, so he went to try and get us out and see if he could ferry us out anywhere. And one of my other nurses lives at Glendale, so we managed to get out. We left all the animals at his house, and he got us out to our nurse's house. Then by then we got in touch with my partner and said, clinic's under 3 feet of water. Got all the animals out, they're at the guy up the road's house. So he came in from Merriweather, and we managed to come back. By then the water had subsided down to about 6 or 7 inches, so we could walk over the overhead bridge and come down and get the animals out. So we got them all back to his house, and and then came in on the Saturday to look at the devastation. So back on the Saturday morning, we rallied the troops, and we had three of our nurses and their partners, my husband, and we came in to find about 6 inches of sludge all through the building. No power, no computers, no phones, just mess. And so we all just got in and started cleaning and hosing, and I'm Miss Pessimist, and I mean, we're never going to open again. This is, we're out of action for at least a month, and my optimistic partner's going, no, we'll be up and running on Tuesday. And I'm thinking, in your dreams. So yeah, Mr. Optimistic said, oh no, we'll be up and running on Tuesday, and I still had my doubts, but we just kept cleaning and cleaning and cleaning and counting all our things that were missing and making up drug orders to get the orders in early than on the Tuesday. And yeah, a lot of effort, a lot of time, a lot of sludge, and cleaned it back up, and we were up and running on that Tuesday morning. We opened. Surprisingly, someone turned up on the Saturday morning in amongst the devastation with a dog he wanted to have desexed, and we said, sorry, not really able to do that at the moment. So we were sort of, we were up and we were able to function not completely normally for probably a week, because a lot of our x-ray machine got damaged. Most of my tax records floated out the door, I think, and disappeared down the street. It's amazing how much stuff you have that you don't realise what it's worth until you start trying to replace it, and things that you just can't replace, like your tax records and just so many things that you don't realise how important they are until they're gone. But we've been lucky compared to a lot of the other places, because we've been able to work and still earn an income. So most of the other shops down here have had to close, and it would have made an impact to their work for sure and their income. But and now we've actually just spent 9 months renovating our clinic, and we now have to pull it all apart and start all over again, because all the drawers in the new cabinetry are all swollen, and the walls have all been moist and moved. The flooring is all, the adhesives on the vinyl flooring have been affected by the water, so all the floors have to come up. The walls are being removed from probably 3 feet down, and every piece of furniture we have and cabinetry is going to be replaced. Our computers have all of our computer system got wiped out, so our telephone system, so we've had to replace all of that. But so it's been hard, but it'll be an ongoing problem. It's not something that's just over and done with in a week, even though a lot of our clients come in and think, oh, you didn't get anything. And we show them the pictures and they go, oh, gee, we've done well to get back up. So, but yeah, that's probably our story, really.
Have you been able to visit your rescuer? And
yes, well, our rescuer had only moved into the area 2 weeks ago, and we were very grateful when he looked after us, and I'd said, if you ever have any problems with your animals, obviously bring them down to us. And sure enough, a week later, he brought one of his two, he has two dogs, he brought one down, and we saw her and resolved her problems. And then probably 3 weeks later, he was down with the other dog. And I said, oh, how's your female dog? And he went, she's disappeared. And she'd disappeared, but funnily enough, I'd had a lady in a week earlier with a stray dog that turned out to be his dog. And she'd advertised, and he hadn't looked, and she hadn't scanned it to see if it was microchipped, and the microchip wasn't in the right name. And it was only that I put two and two together and went, I remember that dog, because she was on heat. And so we've seen him since, and I think Kay and everybody has been up to see him as well, the other ladies that were there. But Yeah, it certainly brings you together when you, as I said, we didn't know him. He'd only just moved in, and yeah, he was certainly our knight in the shining armour for sure. Yeah, initially, when the water started racing down the street, we went out and had a look at the drain because we were right next to a drain, and there was a lot of debris stuck in the wire across the drain, two garbage bins, and my nurse and I stood up trying to lift them over, but they were full, so they were too heavy for us. And even in the time we stood there, bits of wood and things started to block up behind it. And now, in retrospect, after having seen all the stories about the people that have been swept away and things, I certainly wouldn't try and do it again, because probably if we had lifted it and cleared it, it would have just pushed us down. Now, luckily for us, we're not in a drain. It wouldn't have pushed us into a drain. It would have just flung us back onto the road. But yeah, you don't realise the force of the water until it hits you, and you don't realise how quick. We looked out the front, and the time it took me to walk probably 10 yards to the front door and go, geez, that water's getting high, and then walk out the back, our cats were going underwater in that 2 minutes of just lapping to 3 or 4 inches and then to 6 or 8 inches to 2 or 3 feet. That all happened in, I think, probably 15 minutes. And you don't think, we had to get people in off the street to stand in the doorways and hold the doors open so that we could keep getting in and out. We could see, it was dark, and we could see things floating out our doors, like our dog foods were floating out the door. And as it turned out, because we've been renovating, our back room had all of our tacks, all our paperwork things were sitting in boxes in the middle of the room, ready to get put into storage. And when we came in on Saturday, there was nothing left in our room. I bought a dryer that morning that had floated off down the hallway. It worked. We plugged it back in and it worked. Our fridge got ripped out of the wall, ripped the socket out of the wall, but we plugged it back in and it worked. And our air conditioner went under 4 foot of water and it works, but it's not going to work in 6 months' time. It's all going to rust in.
The people that were holding the doors open for you, were they just trying to get home, or where did they come from?
No, most of our help came from the beauticians 3 doors down. They came up and said, do you need any help? And there was a lady, her daughter and her husband, and a couple of the girls who worked for her, and then the guy from up the road came down because he had a torch, because the darkness was a big issue. We knew where everything was, so we were wading through the water, but they didn't. So they could only just stand there while we moved. And initially they came in and said, do you need any help? We went, no, we're right. Because we thought, oh yeah, we'll get the cats into the car, that's not a big drama. But my nurse, her car was parked in the driveway and the wall smashed in on her car and rode it off. So it got floated and then it got smashed in the windows. So it was storm damage and flood damage. And it looked like a car yard the next day. There was just, there was a hole in the drain and all the water rushed under our building and pushed all the footpath up. And there's probably 2 tonne of sand out the front of our building. The footpath was all up and down, looked like an earthquake had been, and then great piles of sand everywhere. The cars out the front had like 2 foot of sand up all around their wheels. So, unbelievable amount of devastation. You just can't picture it's going to happen.